earth, and sky.
Can you blue and rich white-appearing light and get a stronger circadian stimulus for the astronauts? And will this, in fact, help their sleep?
You're listening to George Brainerd, a neuroscientist working with the National Space Biomedical Research Institute. And this is Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science. Many astronauts find their normal biological cycles, or circadian rhythms, are disrupted by the experience of being in space. Brainerd spoke to Earth Skies' Lindsay Patterson about his work with lighting systems that should help astronauts get better sleep and stay more alert on the job.
Dr. Brainerd, welcome to Earth Sky.
Thank you.
Let's just start with the basics. And can you tell me what circadian rhythm is?
Yes, circadian rhythms refers to biological or behavioral cycles that are 24 hours long, approximately. There are really two things that establish a circadian or a biological rhythm. Somewhere within the person, in the case of human beings, there has to be a oscillator or an inner clock piece of physiology that allows establishment of the 24-hour cycle. In addition, there has to be a environmental signal that synchronizes that rhythm to the environment. So in the case of human beings and circadian rhythms, the strongest environmental signal is light and darkness, the 24-hour cycle of light and darkness that we get.
And how is light important to the success of a long-duration mission?
Light just permits astronauts to do their work. But in addition, just as here on Earth, light also controls the circadian system for normal regulation. So let me give you a specific example. Take the International Space Station, for example. It's in low Earth orbit. It circles the planet every 90 minutes. Consequently, an astronaut here on Earth experiences a 24-hour light-dark cycle, day-night cycle, just like you and I. Now when they're on the space station, they're circling the planet every 90 minutes, so they've gone from a 24-hour day to a 90-minute day. This can cause a disruption of the normal regulation of the circadian system, and the circadian system is, in part, a major controller of sleep-wake cyclicity.
So I understand your research project for NSBRI is about developing lighting systems to correct these circadian rhythms for astronauts on different length missions. Can you describe what kind of systems you're working on?
There's artificial lighting on board, and currently that is fluorescent light, much like you would have in a typical office or a school or a hospital here on Earth. So currently, before astronauts go out on the space shuttle and to the space station, lighting is used pre-launch as a countermeasure to help synchronize their circadian systems before they leave Earth. There is no available onboard lighting countermeasure in any of the current spacecraft, but ideally, once an astronaut is out into space, having a lighting system that does two things, allows them to see the environment, but also helping to synchronize circadian rhythms and hopefully normalize sleep-wake cyclicity, that would be very desirable. And so our applications work, working on countermeasures, really takes two directions. One is, can we improve the artificial light that's on board the spacecraft currently or the future spacecraft and space habitats that are being built? And secondly, can we use the ambient light that's in the environment? In other words, sunlight is there constantly, depending on where you are in your orbit. Can you use that ambient light at the proper time to help synchronize it?
So in your study so far, what are some of the components you found that make a system effective?
The peak sensitivity of the sensory system that detects light for circadian system tends to be in the shorter wavelength part of the spectrum, in the blue, violet, indigo region of the spectrum. So our research has shown that blue light is very, very potent for these circadian effects. And this gives us an opportunity to develop prototype lighting systems that can, at the proper moment, develop a very powerful stimulus to the circadian system, but still allow the astronauts to see their work, to do their work, and so forth.
And what do you mean by peak sensitivity?
When we walk around and we work in our offices and our homes and so forth, we're seeing generally white light. They're either incandescent or fluorescent, but they appear white to the eye. In fact, those lights are producing a blend of wavelengths, different colors of light, but they merge together to give you the visual experience of whiteness. But we actually have a choice. We can include stronger or weaker portions of different parts of the spectrum, different wavelengths or different colors of light within that white-appearing light. And that's the opportunity that we're working on. Can you blue-enrich white-appearing light and get a stronger circadian stimulus for the astronauts? And will this, in fact, help their sleep? That's the hypothesis that we're working with.
So astronauts wouldn't at all notice a difference between the lights that they had on the space shuttle in their visors before and the ones enriched with the blue light?
Yes, that's a great question. The prototype lamps that we're working with vary from something that is very, very blatantly blue to actually white light sources that look white to the eye, and the astronauts would really discern very little difference between these kinds of lights and the kinds they've typically been exposed to, except that below level of consciousness, they are deeply enriched in the blue part of the spectrum, and we think that that will be a stronger stimulus for stabilizing the circadian system.
And how could this research benefit people on Earth?
The technologies that we're developing for NASA, for the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, we believe will be also directly useful for a wide variety of populations here on Earth. Before we began working on countermeasures for the space program, we were using light therapy for people who have a psychiatric disorder called winter depression or seasonal affective disorder. It also can be used for non-clinical purposes, such as people who have disruption of the circadian system due to shift work or international jet travel.
You've been listening to George Brainerd, professor of neurology at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Our thanks to the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, innovations for health in space and on Earth. To subscribe to this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Jorge Salazar, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.